Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome to another podcast, and if you are a first-time listener, thank you so much for joining us, and we love doing these podcasts. We've got over 200 of these podcasts sitting in our podcast library, so please, if you're a first-time listener, please go back and listen to some of our previous shows. We've got a lot of great information out there. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the issue of having too many bowel movements.
No, it's
seriously,
why it's
yeah.
okay to have many bowel movements.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as they're healthy bowel movements.
Right, but I said the issue because so many patients have been concerned about the fact that they're having more bowel movements, mm-hmm. and you know, they feel that it's an issue, and so
they feel like they shouldn't be, like they're concerned.
Right, because maybe they're not used to it, for example. That's typically the most common thing. So, they haven't been having that many bowel movements.
Right, and so this came up recently because you've had now a couple patients who started on the enzymes recently, everyday enzymes, and then you recently scoped them. And they told you that they were concerned because the enzymes have caused them to have more bowel movements.
Exactly. Well, first of all, I'm going to put in my little disclaimer.
Yes.
Okay? That if you haven't had a colonoscopy and you do happen to all of a sudden have a change in your bowel habits that's not your typical, that needs to be evaluated. Okay? So now that I've said that, now let's talk about some of these patients that are starting on some of our supplements, specifically like you just mentioned, the digestive enzymes, the probiotics, even the detox, okay? And now all of a sudden, they're having more bowel movements than they've ever had before, you know? And possibly they've had, you know, maybe they had one every other day or one or two a week, or maybe they were having a daily bowel movement, but it was always on the hard side, mm-hmm. you know, and they had the strain. And now they're having a really nice bowel movement every day, mm-hmm. or maybe they're having two or three a day, mm-hmm. all right? And this is just really unusual. And so I can understand the concern, you know, because this is something that they're not used to.
Right.
And so this is a great question. I love getting this question from patients, especially if they've already been worked up and they've had a colonoscopy recently, and we know that everything in their colon looks good, and now they've started on some of these supplements and they're like, hey, something's wrong, you know, now I'm having all these bowel movements. And I tell them, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's actually great because it probably means a few different things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it probably means that they're actually digesting and breaking down their food well, and in doing so are actually being able to make some bowel movements and make some better stool. And you know, it could be that maybe now that they're taking the probiotics, you know, I mean, the probiotics are good healthy bacteria that is a good thing for the intestine. And so maybe now the intestine is happier because it's actually getting some really good healthy bacteria planted in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it's the detox that mm-hmm. they're taking now. And now because they're taking the detox and they're drinking more water, and usually people, our patients and our clients that start these supplements also start eating a little healthier.
Sure.
Okay. And so all of that
plays into it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. To having better bowel movements. So it's actually a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing.
How do the patients respond when you tell them, no, that's good?
They're happy.
Normal. They are.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
they're relieved. Absolutely.
They are thankful that it's okay.
Yes.
Like they get it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it really just comes down to educating people that it's okay to have multiple bowel movements a day,
mm-hmm.
that we actually should be having multiple bowel movements a day. You know, the whole thing, we've talked about this in the past on other podcasts, that whole rule of food in, food out, right? I mean, technically, every time we eat, we should be having a bowel movement, right? And we're just so backed up in this country that we don't. You know, we're barely having one bowel movement a day, I think, for some people. Some people are going every other day, every third day. And because we don't talk about this stuff, nobody knows, right? Nobody talks about their poop. You know, it's sad, but that's the reality.
Yeah.
No, we don't meet somebody and be like, so how often do you poop? You know?
Well, it's interesting, though, because in our population of patients, you know, like in our office, once as patients start getting a little older, you know, into their 60s, maybe even 50s, I mean, 50s, 60s, you know, it seems like it's actually discussed more amongst their peers. You know, seriously, you know, I often talk to, you know, some of my patients who said, well, you know, my friend told me that his bowel movements, or my friend told me this or that. And so
as we get older, it gets more allowed.
Yeah,
right?
It's not such a big deal.
We're talking about all of our other health issues, so why don't we talk about our poop?
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, it actually is sad, because when somebody tells me, oh my goodness, you know, I have my normal has been to have a bowel movement every other day, and now I'm having a bowel movement once a day or twice a day, you know, and you know, I'm scared, I'm concerned about that. And it just makes me sad that in our country, we tend to be such a constipated society. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I granted, there's a lot of people that have issues with diarrhea, but there are a lot of people who have a lot of issues with constipation and with having bowel movements, all right?
Healthy bowel movements.
Healthy bowel movements, right, where their norm is, you know, one a day or every other day, or if they have two or three a week, that's a great thing, okay? I mean, you know, we've done a podcast before. We've done podcasts where we've talked about how much money is spent by Americans buying over-the-counter medicines, aids, over-the-counter aids for constipation to help them have
billions,
a bowel movement.
Billions of dollars a year.
Yeah, a lot of money is spent for that issue, you know? And so it really is sad. And you know, as a result of being constipated, that leads to other issues. You know, people feel a bunch of other stuff when they get really backed up. And so it is a problem. It's a problem. So it's always a great thing when I can tell the patient, hey, that's a good thing that you're having more bowel movements, and, you know, and
keep it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And as long as, you know, we, like I said before, as long as we've done a colonoscopy already and we know that looks good, this is actually a change that is a good
thing.
For
the better.
For the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, like you said earlier, it's just educating them that it is okay.
Yep.
You know, and that's why we're doing these podcasts too, to let you know that it is okay. You know, that if you get on an enzyme or start taking a probiotic and you realize you're having more bowel movements, again, as long as they're healthy bowel movements, you know, it's a good thing. And you should be happy that you're releasing all that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you have to expect that there probably will be some changes in your bowel movements when you start taking the Core 4. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the Core 4, we talk about this a lot on our podcast. The Core 4 is what we feel is like the cornerstone of good digestive health. That includes our digestive enzymes, the probiotics, the daily detox, and our greens. And those are the four core supplements that we have found have worked miracles for so many of our patients, okay? And so when you start on these, you know, even if you just start on one of them or two of them, you're probably going to see some changes in your bowel movements. And so I would just counsel you to expect some changes and hopefully for the good.
It's changes for the better.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and just keep it up. Be consistent with it.
Absolutely.
You know, don't give up on it. you know, try to be as consistent as possible. I know a lot of people will get on the stuff and they'll start doing better, and a couple of weeks will go by, and or a month, let's say they do it for a month and they notice a considerable difference, and then they either forget to come in and get more, or they just run out and go, oh, maybe I don't need it anymore. And then sure enough, within a couple of weeks, they're right back where they were before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or people will get the stuff and they'll do it for a couple days, and then they stop for a couple days, and then they take the stuff for a couple days, and they stop for a couple days. And then when I call them, you know, I always call everybody after a couple weeks that they've had the stuff. And if they've been doing it that way, kind of on again, off again, they tend to not have the results, you know? And I just tell people, you have to be really consistent with it. If you want it to work for you, you've got to make sure you're taking the enzymes with every meal. You've got to make sure you're taking your probiotic every day, you know, that type of thing. So it's just really important to know that there is help out there for this stuff. It doesn't have to be medicine all the time. And that just to be as consistent as you can if you want to see those results.
That's right. So. Well, we are going to go ahead and bring this podcast to a close. And we hope that you have gained some pearls from this. And again, thank you so much for joining us. And we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.